What is peace? What do we mean when we use that word?
It's not enough to remember the past and glorify it. You need to think of the future and try to make it a better future than it has been.
In the spring of 2019, live artist and theatre director Neil Bartlett spent 6 months crisscrossing the country, seeking out and interviewing 100 remarkable peace workers.
I think it starts with a sense of caring for the human race. It's so easy to knock things down, but it's so difficult to build them up.
Neil asked them to talk about their work. The voices were a wide-ranging, diverse group of people, all ages, backgrounds, and fields of work.
That's a nice thing to do.
Well, you have to do nice things.
What does a peacemaker look like? Is it an unscrupulous head of state giving yet another news conference? Is it a soldier in full combat gear on patrol in a desert? Or is it a respectable-looking grandmother and retired primary school teacher from a small town with no political track record, who is nonetheless determined to get together with other women and speak truth to power on behalf of her family? This country has a remarkable tradition of effective civil disobedience led by women, and that's nowhere stronger than when it comes to acting for peace.
Can't come to terms with wars.
Sitting in 87-year-old Audrey Layton's Worcestershire kitchen, Neil found her stories humbling, inspiring, and often funny.
Where do you think your wisdom has come from?
Experience. Well, I suppose a lot of it comes from when I was politicised. I was a feminist, a committed one, because I hadn't had good experiences really with men. I mean, I had a husband that I loved dearly, and I had sons that I loved dearly. And I was glad I had sons because I realised they weren't all like some of the men. That was before women started speaking up, of course. But the anger was there, that they were treated in a different way. When it was Greenham, it was my daughter who got me going. She'd got two little ones, and she was quite upset at the thought that we could be, well, bombed. And it was she who brought a flyer to me and said, "Look, Mum, you could go." "I can't go," she said. "I've got the children, but you could go." I did feel very strongly, I felt upset that my daughter was upset. And it took me 3 days to actually decide whether to go or not. I was roused just thinking about it and thinking how terrible it all was. And the thought of doing something positive was a big help. I decided that I was going to go, whatever anybody said. And I thought, if Brian doesn't agree, I should go anyway.
And is that what you did?
I eventually made sure he'd had a good meal and he was washing up. And so I told him that I was going to go to Greenham Common for a short while, even if he wanted to divorce me.
And do you remember what he said when you told him?
Well, I think it was the first time I'd ever said anything that was so contrary.
Right.
But I think he realised I was really serious about it, and he decided to cooperate. My husband was very supportive. I wanted to come to Greenham because I liked the idea of it. It was something very positive. Not just talking about something, but doing something. When I was about 12, I read an article in a newspaper about some excavation in South America where they found glass like you get with nuclear explosions. And that got me thinking, nuclear weapons, it's a vicious circle, it just goes on. One generation is wiped out, and then it starts from scratch again.
How did you get to Greenham?
My husband took me. I borrowed my son's tent, put the tent up and settled in. I'd taken plenty of warm clothing. Nothing's warm enough in April in a tent. I was frozen.
What's your memory of actually being at the camp? Was it a good place to be?
It was a wonderful place to be. No one was ever turned away from Greenham. Some women went there because it was safe. It was women only. I was very happy to be with women. I didn't join much. I listened a lot because there were some very well-educated women. And I remember I said, what can I do to help? And they said, spread the word. And I'd set up a women's peace group in Redditch. I used to hire a people carrier, and a crowd of us went down. The place was swarming with women, all being difficult in a positive way, being a nuisance to the powers that be. You had to be self-sufficient when you went down there, and it was very egalitarian because you felt that you were with like-minded people, and there was very little unpleasantness. Everyone had to be vegan because it wasn't safe to have meat in that environment. So we used to have wonderful vegetarian dishes. When the missiles were taken out of the silos, and these missiles were taken all over the place, well, it was felt that they weren't really safe. And so we stopped the missiles from coming out of the camp.
And how did you do that?
We sat in the road, cross-legged, and what happened was that the police came and dragged you off, and they turned their backs, you went back on again. Really, it was a sort of cat-and-mouse game, and I was arrested. It was so interesting, because I'd never been arrested before. I was fined £35, and I wouldn't pay. I was given 7 days in Holloway. We were taken down in the meat wagon, as they called it, and one of the women who had a beautiful voice started singing. We sang a lot. There's the old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you strong. Didn't get any fresh air. The food was disgusting. I lost 3 pounds in 6 days.
Where was your strength coming from?
Well, I felt as if I was trying to protect my grandchildren and all the children in the world. Of course, when I went to prison, yeah. I was teaching. So I had to write to the county council and say I was going to Reading. I may not come back for a week. When I got back, there was a man from the county waiting for me that morning. He said, I'm here because I have to be. I've just got to give you a warning. I was greeted with flowers from the headmistress. And I came back on the train under the train steam. I carried my rucksack and tent and that, just the last leg from Redditch up to where we lived. And I felt I'd made my displeasure known. Greenham did work.
Audrey is just one of the extraordinary 100 voices who are part of my marathon performance 24 Hours of Peace, broadcast live on Resonance FM on Sunday the 10th of November, Remembrance Sunday 2019. 24 Hours of Peace is an act of witness to the work of peace, challenging received ideas and creating space for different stories and different voices to be heard on that day. You can find out more on the website www.24hoursofpeace.co.uk.